Buffalo police officer Richard High runs the account Angry Cops on the social media site Vine. Over the past few months, he has posted several skits there, spoofing life on the police beat. The Buffalo Police Department determined his skits were in violation of its social media policy. John Gelotti, social media director for Martin Davison Public Relations, says even if your social media activity is done outside of work, you're still representing your employer, whether you like it or not.
You definitely cannot. There is no separation between personal and business and anything else that you have on social media. It's one persona, and you're representing yourself, but you're also representing whoever you work with, whether that's volunteer organizations, boards, or your regular employee. Employer, to the point where it's even your alma mater if you're talking about your university.
Some of the skits appeared to be removed as of late Tuesday, but experts warn even when a post is removed, others may have captured the image before that and may still use it against the individual. Michael Stefanone, associate professor at the University at Buffalo's Communication Department, says online posts don't entirely go away.
It's compounded by the fact that, you know, our conversations are digital and permanent, and they're easily accessible by a lot of other people. So that makes everything more difficult.
Others are expressing support for Officer High, including one individual who established an online fundraising account following his suspension. According to that GoFundMe page, money raised on High's behalf will be donated to a charity, the Fallen Officer Foundation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.